We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning.
I understand you and John met a long time ago. Let's talk about how that happened originally. I'm curious.
We sat in the same row in choir.
Exactly.
The back row.
We met in church.
So you're a singer.
I am a singer.
Oh, she has got an incredible soprano voice.
An angelic voice, John said.
Absolutely.
John's is pretty angelic, too.
But your real job at that time, and you're an attorney.
Correct.
And you were with Giant Eagle for how many years?
With Giant Eagle for 22 years.
Wow.
And you were the mother of Get-Go.
I was the mother of Get-Go.
You opened, what, the first few?
First 13.
The first 13.
Yes.
You went out, man, I can only imagine what that was like in the initial stages, trying to find the locations and all the regulations and everything. That must have been.
It was a lot of fun. I had a great team.
And you now are going to be starting with BNY Mellon.
Correct. I'm at a small law firm through the end of this week, and then I started BNY Mellon on the 21st.
Well, we invited you here today for a very particular reason, something that's extremely timely, extremely important, and I know a big part of your heart.
Yes, definitely.
When your son Spencer died, I cannot even begin to tell you the heartbreak. New Year's Day, he was 20 years old and had just the night before been looking for another rehab place to go. I can imagine leading up to this, this was a real fight for the family to try and get Spencer off of heroin.
Exactly. It was a relatively short struggle. Some people struggle with this for decades. We had about 4 months from the time we found out Spencer was using heroin until he died. But he had been to rehab once, stayed a week and left of his own volition, was home about a week, and was on his way back and died that morning.
How did it start? Because I know any parent out there is listening and going through with you, just there's a great unknown with your kids. Who are they with? How are they exposed to these kind of things?
So we'll never know for sure. But in retrospect, we believe Spencer was suffering from severe anxiety and depression that was undiagnosed until about 3 months before he died. And he was self-medicating, basically. So it started with alcohol, went to pills. As with many people in this struggle, the pills become too expensive. And, you know, everybody says, I'll never do heroin until they do it.
You know, and let me just say that knowing Spencer, the idea that he was suffering from those things is just, to me, mind-boggling. Because Spencer was one of these kids who was just always a smile on his face. When he was in the room, everybody knew it. I mean, he's a terrific young man who had this wonderful spirit about him. And to hear that this was in the background is just kind of shocking. And I can't imagine most parents who have a child like that have any idea that there could be something in the background.
Exactly. It's one of the scariest parts of all this is, you know, throughout Spencer's school life and church life and all of his community activities, no one ever came to us and said, this kid needs help, you know, get him some help. Never once. I mean, he was ornery and quirky, and he did have a spirit about him. When he came into a room, you definitely knew it. But pretty much a normal suburban kid. So, and you know, it's very difficult as a parent to know whether, you know, the drinking is just, you know, a normal part of growing up or, you know, when it gets out of control. And we didn't know.
So in his memory, and as a way to just deal with the gravity of the loss, which no one who has not gone through that can fully understand, you created this special Spencer's Voice Fund.
Correct. So Spencer's Voice Fund was created just 2 months after Spencer died. We had some very generous friends and family who basically gave us money. We did start a scholarship fund at our church as well, but there was this extra money, and I had to do something. I'm very much a doer. I had to do something to fight this epidemic. So we started the Spencer's Voice Fund at the Pittsburgh Foundation. And the fund makes grants to organizations fighting the opioid epidemic, particularly with young adults.
Even through that, I would imagine your desire is to reach mom and dad and get that message to them to keep an eye on your kids.
It really is. The overriding message is really about Narcan. Narcan is, you know, basically a miracle drug. It
right.
can reverse an overdose. You know, if you have someone in your home who's using opioids, either legally or illegally, you need to have that in your house.
Our hearts go out to you. Unfortunately, though, we know so many others who have had this same situation, especially with young adults. But it's not confined to any one particular group, is it?
It is not. Addiction knows no bounds as far as demographics, income, geography. It hits every population. Unfortunately, in the last several years, there's been a disproportionate number of overdoses and deaths in that young adult category, 18 to 25.
You know, and one of the things that we've heard recently was, well, the numbers from, 2018, I guess, is the most recent year. For 17 to 18, the numbers went down. And it's like, but wait a minute. There are still huge numbers out there. They may have gone down, but we're losing a lot of kids.
Exactly. Nationally, the numbers did go down from 72,000 deaths in 2017 to 68,000 in 2018. That is mostly due to the communication and understanding about Narcan. So not less people were overdosing, but less people were dying, which is good news. But it doesn't mean that the epidemic's over.
Well, and let's not forget, 68,000, that's pretty much the seating capacity at Heinz Field, right, Larry?
And that, yes. And
yeah,
that,
so you take Heinz Field, fill it, and all of those people die.
Exactly.
That's how many people we're talking about,
and
that's a lot.
More people that died in 10 years in Vietnam.
Correct.
To give people an idea of just what a crisis this is, part of the significant and dynamic shift in this is the fentanyl that's added now. It's coming from China. I saw the report on 60 Minutes about a month ago, and they showed a relatively small amount on a tabletop and said it could kill hundreds of thousands of people potentially, including right here in the South Side. These people had thought they were snorting cocaine, and there must have been fentanyl in it. Remember that? They had a massive overdose right on the spot. So what do you tell parents that ask you who are terrified, petrified about the world we're living in regards to their children?
So obviously there isn't an easy answer to that. I mean, eyes wide open, make sure you know what's going on, who they're with. If you find that there's a problem, whether that's a mental health issue or a drug or alcohol issue, you can't beat it out of them. You can't ground it out of them. You can't take their phones and think that that's going to stop what's going on. All I can tell parents is you have to love them through it. Get them the help, any help that you can find out there, and there is a lot of it available. But don't stop loving them. I mean, all different things work for different people as far as treatment and recovery. There's not one size fits all in that area. Some people believe in tough love. One of the best articles I ever read was about a mom whose son had come back from rehab, and she suspected he was using again. And, you know, instead of berating him or kicking him out of the house, she gave him a backpack with Narcan and made sure all his friends knew he had it. And, she wanted to keep him alive until we found recovery, and he eventually did.
And we appreciate your willingness, to come in and talk about it. It's a difficult subject, and I'm sure on one hand you don't want to talk about it, but on the other you want to, for Spencer's sake, keep his memory alive and do good by it.
Exactly. And it's actually very therapeutic for me. I do a lot of talks to schools and community meetings and churches, and it's helped me a lot get through it.
Tina, you lost Spencer on New Year's Day. Is it coming up on 3 years ago?
It will be 3 years.
3 years this
yes.
coming New Year's. And your work has been incredible, what you're doing to try and get the word out, about Narcan, to get Narcan into people's hands and that kind of thing. But is there ever a morning you wake up and you're not thinking about this?
More morning?
Absolutely not. Every morning I think about it. But, you know, we get through it. And, you know, working with Spencer's voice and knowing that we're making a difference and perhaps saving one life out there, that really does help us get through it.
What kind of an impact? Spencer has an older brother, Sam.
Correct.
Sammy. And Sam is engaged, right?
Sam is engaged. He's going to be married in November to Megan.
Oh, exciting times in the household. What kind of impact has this had on Sam and your husband, Chris?
Addiction affects the whole family and friends and extended family and everyone around the person struggling. For Sam, he actually wasn't living with us at the time Spencer was struggling, so although he certainly was involved and was aware of what was going on, he didn't live it day in and day out.
Right.
He does have to live with the aftermath, though, of not having a brother and being an only child, which, you know, we never planned for. He certainly never planned for.
Yeah, it's tough on the entire family. Now, I said this going into the break, and how does this connect to candy bars? But the fact is, you all that at Spencer's Voice are going to be the beneficiary of these new candy bars that are coming out today, right?
Correct. Incredibly exciting. The Yinzer bars are being launched in the Pittsburgh area, and a percentage of the proceeds will benefit Spencer's Voice.
Yeah, Yinzer bars, which, by the way, is connected to Yinzer greeting cards. It's the same cast of characters who are behind this, including my radio partner, Larry.
Yes, full disclosure. But I wanted to bring this voice of Spencer to KDK and to the audience for the greater good. And we have to credit the mastermind behind this is Dick Roberts, who's also with us. And Dick, it was your idea to help support Spencer's Voice Fund for all the right reasons. So thank you for that.
Well, good morning, guys. You know, when we started Yinzer Cards, the idea was to always do some good in the community. When we had the chance to have an extension of Yinzer Cards with Yinzer Bars, you know, we talked about Spencer's Voice Fund and we wanted to do
it. Took
that.
Us, what, about 10 seconds to
about
agree?
Seconds.
Yeah, and a natural connection to the folks at Sarah's Candies and their terrific chocolate. But the bars have Rob Rogers cartoon characters and images on the front of them, which are classic. If you're going to pick up a present for somebody, what better than a Yinzer bar? I like this one, the Chocolate of Champions. And it's got a couple of the characters, and there's one with the incline on it, and there's also one, the Immaculate Confection, which I'm sure that there are a lot of folks in town, Steelers fans,
they'll recognize,
like, oh, yeah,
that. But you actually talked to Franco about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think Jimmy Crenn, who came up with, I mean, we're sitting in my office, and he comes up with the Immaculate Confection, and that's why he's Jim Crenn. But there's a lot of immaculates in Pittsburgh, but I had another one, Immaculate Confection.
You'll recognize it. It's very iconic look. But what did Franco say?
Yeah,
he got a kick out of it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, loved it. And like John said, the Rob's an incredible talent, and the candy bars feature his artwork.
Yeah, inclined to satisfy your sweet tooth. You get it?
Yeah, inclined. Yeah, that's with the pictures of the incline,
so,
the city,
Tina,
skyline.
What did you think when Dick told you, hey, I got this idea, Tina, to help Spencer's Voice Fund?
So actually, Dick came to me in the fall of 2017 to tell me about the idea for the carts. And for a good part of my career at Giant Eagle, I worked with greeting cards, and I worked with the giants in that industry. And I thought, cute idea. Really hard to break through that one. I mean, there's a big company that starts with an H that owns that world. But, you know, good luck with that. And sure enough, like 18 months later, I see the rack of cards in my Giant Eagle store. So that was very exciting. So when he came to tell me about the chocolate, I was honored and thrilled, and I know it will be even more successful than the cards.
And for those who weren't with us in the last half hour, proceeds that go to the Spencer's Voice Fund are used for what?
They are used to support organizations fighting the opioid epidemic, particularly with respect to young adults. So as an example, we make a donation every year to Prevention Point Pittsburgh. which Prevention Point Pittsburgh distributes Narcan at no cost to anybody. All you have to do is ask, and they'll train you to use it. There's an awesome little group out of Irwin, Pennsylvania called Hope 4. They started as a group to support families whose loved ones were struggling with addiction, but they have since grown. They're now a community center, a sober community center. They have awesome activities for people that are in recovery. And they went axe throwing last week, and we support them. And part of our grant to them this year supported them hiring an activities coordinator. We support Family Links and the Kevin Stevens Power Forward program, which is all about education and advocacy against addiction. They go out and then they talk to kids in schools, particularly high schools and middle schools, with Kevin Stevens, who is in recovery and is really makes a great connection with young people.
We had a great conversation with Kevin last time he was in town to speak to the kids. What's the reaction of the kids? What questions do they have for you, Tina?
So, there's still a great deal of stigma out there. So, you know, it has to be a very brave student to ask. But we get questions like one of my messages to kids is, and to the adults in the audience is, you know, for the adults, be that safe person, be that person that a kid knows they can come to you and tell you anything. And there will be no judgment, just, you know, trying to help, connect you with resources. So we get questions about, you know, if I have a friend, what do I do? And I basically say, you got to find that safe adult. I mean, this really is life or death. And you know, yes, you may rat out your friend, and yes, your friend, if they really are in, you know, the throes of addiction, may be angry with you. But frankly, angry's way better than dead. And I say that to kids.
And the emphasis on parents who think your child may be using to get Narcan into the house. God rest her soul, she isn't with us anymore, but I saw my next door neighbor saved by Narcan. I can't tell you how many times. Had it not been in the house, they would have lost her a long time before they finally did. And you know, it's not giving permission for the person to continue the addiction. It's more making sure that you have them the next day to try and get them help.
Exactly. That it's, you know, as long as they're breathing, there's a chance they'll choose recovery. And you need to be there for them when that happens.
And hope exists. For those who are listening, Tina Flowers, very brave of you to do this. Spencer's Voice Fund, we appreciate you coming in to share the message.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.